Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then, you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3636 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code.
It's time for the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain All Bombers, Brad Haworth.
Jeez. Boy, just a tough loss for the Bombers tonight, 28-21. Searcy gets the victory tonight. Sonny Elliott from the Baxter Bulletin still working in the final stats. Bob, this is incredible. After Shucker struggled in the first half, he was, well, I say struggled by his numbers. He was 14 of 26. He was 20 of 20 in the second half. Right. No incompletions.
You know, the worst pass he threw was one that the receiver had to get down on his knees and catch on the sidelines over there. But, you know, and to put that in perspective, they weren't long passes.
Right.
They were short passes. Yep. that we were giving them big cushions, and they took advantage of that and got a lot of yardage after the catch, you know, but still give him credit for being able to, you know, I'm not sure I had a quarterback that could do skeleton drills and make 20 out of 20. You know,
That's tough.
Used to chart them. You didn't ever have 100%, even in a skeleton drill in the summer.
28-21, Searcy gets the victory tonight as they continue their celebration down on the field right now. Let's go with our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting Engineering for the future. Well, the Bombers had several great drives, Bob. We're going to go with the two that produced points in the first half. Several long drives. Isaac McKay capped one with a 26-yard touchdown run, and Junior Williams capped one with a 5-yard touchdown run. Nice drives by Mountain Home tonight, and unfortunately they had some turnovers. One turnover, they needed one right before the half, and they had the drive where they got inside the one and had two plays from inside the one and couldn't score. And I tell you what, just hats off to Searcy. Several times they stepped in defensively and made some plays.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you right there. That's the worst case of sportsmanship I've ever seen in a high school game when the opposing team does all that celebrating right out there on the 50-yard line, and at the same time they're looking down at the other end. That's the worst case, and it doesn't surprise me a bit. From who we're playing, just to be perfectly honest with you, it doesn't surprise me a bit. You know, I don't condone that, and that's a coaching fault right there. Man. It's not the kids, that's the coach. But yeah, we played well tonight. We played well offensively. You know, we should have scored another touchdown or two,
right?
I believe.
And
you know, but you know, you can say we should have scored. Give Searcy credit. You know, they stopped us. You know, give them credit where credit's due. It's just one of those games that you'll look back and say, golly, we had our shot right there.
We're going to take another break. We'll have more from Bomber Stadium in just a moment. 28-21, final score, Searcy with the win. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
You love hunting season. You've camouflaged yourself to blend in with your surroundings, but you're still searching for the best place to hide. Even if it takes a lifetime, you won't give up until you take down your target. It's impressive, really, that mouth cancer displays such dedication. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did you think I was talking to you? No, I'm talking to the cancer-causing chemicals that damaged your mouth last year while you were dipping in your tree stand.
Ditch the dip. For help quitting, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW today.
Mountain Home High School Bomber Theater proudly presents its fall production, The 39 Steps, adapted for the stage by Patrick Barlow. This Tony Award-winning play combines a Hitchcock masterpiece and a juicy spy novel with a dash of Monty Python, a fast-paced whodunit for anyone who loves the magic of theater.
Performances are in Dunbar Auditorium on Saturday, November 4th and November 11th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, November 5th and November 12th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults and $8 for students at the door.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/meet for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/meet. That's match.com/meet. Match.com.
The Bombers postgame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
28-21, Searcy gets the win tonight over Mountain Home. Our Dirty Jersey Award for Hustle, brought to you by Studio H and Kicks and Flips, offering dance, ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, tumbling, acrobatics, adult fitness classes, team spirit, dance, and cheer. Bob, we're going to go with Luke Foreman tonight. 3 sacks on the night for the Mountain Home senior defensive end.
Boy, he did a good job. You know, you had a controlled rush against the quarterback. You want to keep him in the pocket and make him throw it. And the times that Luke, and he was working against highly regarded offensive
yes.
tackles, not just any players. These are highly regarded tackles that he was working against, and he did a good job of getting off those and getting several tackles back there.
Our drive of the game, I should say our impact play of the game, brought to you by AirVac Life Team. The best thing to happen on the worst day of your life. Make sure you're an AirVac member today. Unfortunately, the impact play of the game was by Searcy. They made 2 stops when Mountain Home had the ball inside the 1-yard line and couldn't score. And, boy, really turned the momentum around, and Searcy wound up taking the ball down and scoring on that next drive, and really turned the game around, unfortunately.
Oh, it did. You know, when they stopped us, and, you know, we said it was a 99-yard drive. It was really 99 and probably 35 inches.
Yes.
Because we had it on the 1-inch line down there, and they did a good job of stopping us and getting it out of the end zone and driving the length of the football field. And, you know, they stepped up when they had to.
Our final stats tonight, Sonny Elliott from the Baxter Bulletin put these together for us. Appreciate that. Searcy had only 172 yards at halftime. They wind up with 439 yards of total offense. Mountain Home had 206 at halftime. They put together just over 100 in the second half. They wound up with 325, and all of that was on the ground tonight. Mountain Home, 59 carries. McKay leads the way, 25 carries, 167 yards. Junior Williams, 28 carries, 153 yards. Searcy had 50 yards on the ground. The rest came through the air. And we told you that Mason Shucker in the second half was 20 of 20 in the second half. He finishes the night 34 of 46 for 389 passing yards on the night for the Searcy senior quarterback. And yeah, I tell you what, Bob, this is conference-wise by far the best quarterback class we have seen.
Oh, it is. You know, if they're not a great thrower, they're a good thrower and a great runner. You know, we've seen so many quarterbacks, and you see dual threat quarterbacks all the time. This is the first dropback passer that we've seen that really throws the ball really well. But, you know, we played against, with the exception of last week, we played against a good quarterback about every week.
We have, yep. It's been interesting. So we're down to one more game for Mountain Home. This loss eliminates Mountain Home from playoff contention tonight. So we know the next week will be it. Thursday night game, we make the trip down to West Memphis. And if Bob and I can finish our ribs at rendezvous in time, we'll be on the air about 6:30 down there next Thursday night. And kickoff is at 7 as the Bombers wrap up the regular season at West Memphis. A lot of great games around the state tonight. Matt's going to check scores for us coming up. That does it for our portion of the broadcast from Bomber Stadium. For Matt Sharp and for Bob Bird, I'm Brad Hall. We're being so long.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam. Zion.
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3636 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code...
And we welcome you back to the Bombers postgame show after a tough loss for Mountain Home to wrap up the home play for the 2017 campaign. The Bombers fell to the fifth-ranked team in Class 6A, Searcy, by a score of 28-21. Mountain Home up 21-7 at one point in the game, but Searcy able to come back and defeat the Bombers to improve on their year and to drop Mountain Home to 1-8 on the season, 5 in the 6A East. Speaking of conference, let's take a look at what else is going on. Well, it was West Memphis, the sixth-ranked team in the state overall, actually tied for sixth, and ranked also second in Class 6A. They end up losing to the 10th-ranked team in the state overall, third in Class 6A, which is Pine Bluff. The Zebras defeated the Blue Devils tonight by a count of 33-7. So it looks like we'll have looks like Pine Bluff will be the new number two for Class 6A when the new rankings come out. Also this evening, it was Jonesboro defeating Little Rock Hall 56-6, and in the fourth quarter, Marion leads Jacksonville 20-14. On the local level, Yellville Summit is trailing Clinton in the fourth quarter 35-6. Have not seen a score update on the game between Salem and Midland. Also haven't seen one on the game between Marshall and Mountain View. Melbourne is up on Green Forest 35-7 in the final period. Also this evening, Harrison is defeated Maumelle tonight by a final score of 40-7. Had a few local teams up in Missouri playing in district semifinals this evening as well. Early in the fourth quarter, West Plains is trailing Carl Junction 28-0, so it looks like the Zizzers season is about to come to an end. The season did come to an end tonight for Branson in the semifinals of the Class 5 District 4 playoffs. The Pirates fell to Lebanon 50-22. And also this evening, Ava advanced to the championship game of the Class 2 District 3 playoffs. The top-seeded Bears won at home tonight over Mountain View Liberty 39-22. In the Arkansas Associated Press overall top 10 games that we have not mentioned yet, number one Bryant is losing to number two North Little Rock tonight. This game was close throughout, but North Little Rock has held the Hornets scoreless in the second half, and the Charging Wildcats lead 25-14 in the final period. Number three, Bentonville West, defeated Rogers 35-13. It was number four, Greenwood, who was also ranked number one in Class 6A, over Sheridan 54-0 tonight. Number five, Pulaski Academy, who was also ranked number one in Class 5A, was leading the fifth-ranked team in Class 5A. That is Little Rock McClellan. Last score we saw, the Bruins were up on McClellan 41-15 at halftime. Bentonville, who is tied with West Memphis for that number six ranking, defeated Rogers, defeated Heritage tonight, that is, 70-0. Also, it was number eight, Conway. They're leading Little Rock Catholic right now, 31-0 in the fourth quarter. And number nine, El Dorado, who is also ranked number four in Class 6A, was up on Russellville, 35-0. That was the last score we had from the third quarter. Looking in the Class 5A top five, we've already gone through all the Class 6A top five games. So in the top in the 5A games that we haven't yet mentioned, number two, Little Rock Christian, defeated Mills tonight, 55-14. Number three, Nelton, was a 27-9 winner over Valley View. The Blazers were actually leading the Raiders 3-0 at halftime, but Nelton has looks like appeared to dominate the second half. And number four, Wynn, is leading Fort City 55-20 in the fourth quarter. Class 4A top five, number one, Joe T. Robinson, is leading Ashdown 14-0 in the fourth quarter. Second-ranked P. Ridge up on Huntsville 56-21 in the final period. Number three, Warren, playing at home tonight. I'm sorry, playing at Hamburg tonight. See if we find the score update on that game this evening. It was the Lumberjacks defeating Hamburg 49-20 tonight. Number four, Prairie Grove, leading Berryville 14-0. That was actually the last score we had from the second quarter. And number five, Arkadelphia, was a 35-0 winner tonight over Bauxite. In the Class 3A top five games that we have not yet mentioned, number one, Junction City, was able to defeat Fordyce 50-14. Second-ranked Charleston up on Perryville 35-6 in the fourth quarter. Number three, Mayflower, was a 50-0 winner tonight over Episcopal Collegiate in Little Rock. And at number five, Glen Rose, who is also number five, Glen Rose, was able to defeat Horatio 35-0. I failed to mention earlier about Yellville Summit playing Clinton. Clinton is ranked fourth in the Class 3A top five. And in the Class 2A top five, number one, Mount Ida, defeated Mountain Pine tonight 49-22. Second-ranked Earl had this week off. Number three, Danville, automatically got the win. Decatur ended up forfeiting that game. Fourth-ranked Conway Christian, playing at Magna Cove. Last I saw, Magna Cove was actually winning that game. So you can find the score update on that one, see how it turned out, or if it's even over yet. Well, last score we have was from the fourth quarter. Conway Christian has made a comeback, and they're leading Magna Cove 31-28. And also number five this evening, Ryzen, was a 46-14 winner over Hampton. So that is going to wrap up the Classic Kids 101.7 studio report, as again Mountain Home falls to Searcy tonight by a score of 28-21. Bombers will wrap up their season next week at West Memphis, as Brad and Bob said a little bit ago. So we hope you'll join us for that broadcast. And we'll again remind you, it's 28-21, Mountain Home falling to Searcy. For Brad Hallworth and Bob Bird, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you that Mountain Home Bomber football has been brought to you tonight by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, RVS Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, and the Salvation Army. Join us again next week for more Mountain Home Bomber football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.